Welcome back to the final segment of Green Country Kickoff. Every single Friday evening here on KPGM, we talk high school football. Time for a pick'em segment. Chris Revard, Tim Bart with us. Coach Revard is in the studio. Coach Bart, who is a traveling man, is on the road this morning, and he's going to be calling in his picks. He's on the telephone line. Both you guys went 7-3 last week in your 10 pick.
Yes, so, good week for some of us. Otherwise, bad for Coach Bart. But, hey, I want it known right now. I took the over with the Sooners. What was my score?
You predicted it to be 63-54.
Yeah, it was 48-45.
Pretty close, actually.
Yeah, Mike gets fired, you know. And Evan kind of thought I was an idiot for taking the over. So, there you go.
What was the over-under? Did they
54.
Hit the over? So they hit the over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was 54.
Was it really?
One team almost got it.
Man, yeah, that seemed low. That's
yeah.
A good point.
So, well, whenever you got a
college game,
OU's got a, you know, unbelievable offense and a horrible defense. Bad combination. Bad combination. So, and Coach Stoops, maybe we can get Mike Stoops to join us next week.
No, he didn't have a job.
So. I know, he didn't have a job.
Well, it could be worse. They can have a bad offense and a bad defense.
That's true.
That
hey, you know what? You know, Evan, you heard him call in to Tabor the other day on the Sports Animal. You know, this show's much better than that. So maybe
yeah,
we can.
That's true.
I think we got a pretty good shot.
Yeah,
getting
I agree with you.
Let's work on that for next week.
Okay, there we go.
We can do it. Also, I told Coach Bart last week, run down Arvest, get a loan for us, and so I could put it on the over. Coach Bart, did you do that? Because I'm really wanting to invest that money. You got it. Sweet. Good deal. Let's invest that. Let's give Josh Randolph. Let's invest some of that money that we made. Good deal.
Exactly.
All right. So we got the Arvest boys here in studio, and we've got a pretty nice slate of games here for Friday, October the 12th. It is week 7, so most clubs will have 4 games left, including tonight's contest. There are a few that only have 3. So let's go ahead, and we'll start with the Caney Valleys first. Let's go with homecoming in Ramona. As Caney Valley, the Trojans host the Haskell Haymakers tonight. Caney Valley's fallen on tough times, back-to-back losses to Sperry and Beggs. Schedule does get a bit easier with Haskell tonight.
Yeah, maybe a little bit easier, but not so much. Haskell has got a quarterback that can run. You know, he's a good player. He ran all over the Bulldoggers, and that kind of hurt him. I think tonight's homecoming. Kids are going to come out fired up, but unfortunately, I think they're going to have a hard time stopping that quarterback. So I'm going to go with Haskell Haymakers.
I'm going with Haskell as well. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the quarterback, like Chris said, I think the quarterback's too much for them for their defense.
So they both take Haskell. Now let's go to Caney, Kansas. Kansas only has 2 regular season games remaining. They're trying out that new schedule this year where they play 8 regular season games. Week 9 will be regular season for non-playoff teams, and it will be the first round of the playoffs for the playoff team. So Caney Valley, of course, is going to be a playoff team, the Bull Pups, so they've only got 2 regular season games left, and they're at home against Parsons tonight, and Parsons another 5-1 team, so last 3 games have been pretty tough for the Bull Pups, another 5-1 team in Parsons taking on Caney Valley this evening.
Yeah, I talked to Blake Vargas yesterday, superintendent up at Caney, Kansas, which is an old Dewey boy, and he said the Bull Pups are ready. You know, they're feeling pretty good. They got that one loss, and they were pretty disappointed by it. It felt like they shouldn't have gotten beat there, but they did. So maybe that was a good learning lesson for them. So I'm going to go with the Bull Pups over Parsons.
I am, too. I think that they're playing pretty well right now, and I think that like you say, only 2 games remaining is playoff implications. I'm going to go with the Bull Pups as well.
A team that is a little bit of a surprise, maybe, and definitely going to make a playoff run at the very least is Oklahoma Union. The Cougars, I beg your pardon, started things out 0-4, but they've won 2 games in a row now, and now they're going to take on another team that they're probably going to be fighting for in a seed if they can keep winning in Commerce. So it's Oklahoma Union at Commerce tonight. Cougars, I'm sorry, winners of 2 in a row.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma Union, I picked them the first 4 games, and that was 4 of my losses right there. I knew they had a young football team, but I knew they were talented. So I think they put it all together. I really want to take them tonight, but I think it'd be bad luck if I did. So I don't want to jinx those kids. I'm going to go with Commerce, but I hope Oklahoma Union wins the game.
Mr. Politically Correct. I'm going with Oklahoma Union as well. I think they win this game. I think they beat Commerce.
Okay, Oklahoma Union to win three in a row. From Coach Bart, let's go ahead and travel over to the Osage County area where Barnsdall Panthers, you know, I think when you look at that Class A District 5, Pawhuska is where I think a lot of people thought Barnsdall would be. And Barnsdall has a game against the team that's right behind them in those Class A District 5 standings. Panthers probably going to have to win all of their final three games in order to really have a great chance of making the playoffs. And that starts tonight when Barnsdall is at Pawnee. Barnsdall at Pawnee tonight.
Yeah, Barnsdall, they're in the playoffs right now. They have to win or otherwise they're just playing for fun. So, you know, they're in a do-or-die situation. So I'm going to go with the Panthers tonight. A little pressure situation. I think they get some of their kids back that were suspended coming back. So let's go with the Panthers.
I hate to say it, but I agree. I think they hit that rough spot. I think they're going to win today.
And they've, of course, been in the situation before. Barnsdall has had to win its final three games of the season the last couple of years to get into the playoffs, and they got it done. So we'll see if they can do it starting tonight at Pawnee. Both the guys take the Panthers. Next ball game, Copan Wesleyan Christian. I mentioned that their district schedule is front-loaded. They lost to Davenport last week. It's the Mustangs' homecoming here in Bartlesville as they have a Yale coming into town. Copan Wesleyan Christian at home against Yale.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about Yale. It's homecoming for Copan and Westland, so you know I'm just going to take them.
Co-op for Coach Rivard.
Okay, co-op. I'm going the other way. I'm going with Yale. I think Yale wins this. I don't know if the co-op is totally healthy again. I knew they were last week, but I still think Yale's. I think Yale wins this one.
So now we've got a couple of 1-5 teams screwing up in Nowata as well. Obviously, Dewey and Nowata have both had their struggles this year, but they both have chances to win tonight. And we'll start with Nowata first. Nowata at home against Shoto. And the Ironmen do have an outside shot to maybe back themselves into the playoffs, but obviously if they want to get there, it has to start with a win over Shoto. Nowata hosting Shoto tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think I got a little inside information from No AD. And so I don't know. I think the Ironmen are going to win this. I do. I think they're going to try to sneak in the back door here of the playoffs. I think Bob Craig's going to get it done, the old coach, ball coach.
Well, I think Nowata, we know how young they are, and they're getting better. I also believe that they'll beat Shoto tonight.
Both of them take the Ironmen as we now move on. Let's just go ahead and move on to ball games we're going to be broadcasting this evening. And we'll start here with the ball game you can hear in just about an hour right here on KPGM. It's going to be Pawhuska and Hominy. This is probably the premier matchup in the area tonight. Pawhuska 4-3, Hominy 5-1. Huskies have played a little bit better of a schedule than Hominy has. And boy, if Pawhuska can win this game tonight, not only do they kind of solidify themselves as a playoff team in that 9-team Class A District 5, but they also all of a sudden are starting to play for a seed. They could get up to the 2 or 3 seed if they can win. It's a rivalry ball game against Hominy, and it should be a good one between the Bucks and the Huskies tonight right here on KPGM.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. You know, boy, it's a tough pick, but Pawhuska's a little young. Hominy's got some older kids coming in here. Next year, Pawhuska jumps all over them. This year, I think I'm going to have to take the Bucks.
I think coaches think alike. I mean, I think Chris hit it on the nail on the head right there. I think what Coach Hennessy's done and getting where they are and believing and they're playing better 4-3. I think this game's just a little much for them. I think, as Chris said, I think you play next year, I think Pawhuska wins, but I think Hominy wins this game.
Okay, now let's go to a ball game we'll have on K-Rig 104.9 tonight. Dewey, 1-5, taking on another 1-5 team in Kiefer. So only 4 combined wins between Nowata, Shoto, Dewey, and Kiefer. Those two ball games we're watching tonight. Bulldoggers a chance to end their losing streak tonight against Kiefer.
Yeah, it's homecoming, Bulldogger Stadium tonight. Kids are going to be fired up. Fans are going to be fired up. Going to have a lot of people there. I think the weather's going to clear out. It's going to be nice, so it's going to be a great night for high school football. at Bulldogger Stadium. And the Bulldoggers coming in, they need to win. They're kind of like Marshall. They've got to win out to get in. And this is a great opportunity for them. They can shut down Kiefer's quarterback. I think they're going to be successful and win this game. So definitely going with the Bulldoggers here tonight.
Oh, that's surprising. Can't believe you did that. I think, but I'm going to pick the Bulldoggers also.
Oh, they're cursed.
Yep, I'm picking them. I think they're coming off the strike this week, and I think the 2-1-5s. I think since they are at home, and it, you know, the weather related, I think it may stop Kiefer quarterback slowing down a little bit, and I think Lil Rebar and the defensive back will get an interception also, and so I'm picking the Bulldoggers.
So they both take Dewey at home against Kiefer. Bartlesville tonight, tough challenge for the Bruins. Four of their first seven opponents this year have been ranked in the top five of their respective classifications, and that includes tonight's ball game at Bixby. Bartlesville at Bixby. Bruins, of course, got their best win of the season and probably their best output of the season last week in a 2-point win at Sand Springs.
Oh boy, they are. David and Goliath here. You know, Coach Montgomery over at Bixby. The OC at Jinx, and they won all those state championships and had a little head coaching stint there when Trimble was out. And know his offense and defense well, and he'll wear you down. And they're a tough opponent for him. But you know what? The Bruins need a signature win this season. They need Coach Blankenship deserves it. And I'm going to say this is the night. I'm going to predict this is the night the Bruins are going to get a signature win against Bixby tonight.
Oh, my God. Are you running for office?
Coach Park, come on. You got to believe in these kids. Come on. It's going to happen. It's got to happen. Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
That lunch group has just worn you down. Nothing would make me more happy if the Bruins won, but Bixby's just too much. I mean, they're going to play for a state championship again. Ever since there's been a split, they've been in the finals. I just think Bixby's too much for the Bruins. Although the Bruins offensively getting a little better, you know, every week.
Yep.
And so I still think that Bixby will be too much for them to handle.
Yeah, Bartlesville averaging, I mentioned the schedule, three of the six teams they've played have been to the top five in the state. They're averaging about 460 yards of offense per game, so that's not too shabby. They haven't exactly translated that to the scoreboard just yet. So Bartlesville at Bixby, they split that ball game. College games, OU is off, so let's start with TU. Tulsa at home tonight against South Florida. Tulsa off to a rotten start, but they almost got a win at Houston last week, led that game in the fourth quarter on the road before they imploded a bit. It's Tulsa and South Florida tonight at H.A. Chapman Stadium.
Yeah, they did kind of, what, 2 minutes? They scored 17 points.
Yeah,
or 24 points, something crazy. It was bad. But, you know, the Boomer kid's going to get his second start at quarterback this week, so it's going to be exciting for him. So I'm going to go with TU.
I'm going to go with Tulsa also. Inside information says Tulsa wins this game. And played at home, anytime you play at home, you're probably going to get 3 to 7 points. Automatically, and they've got such a strong offensive line, they're going to get Boomer plenty of time to throw the ball, and if you don't turn it over, plus, you know, the running back, Brooks, is back, so he's going to play. So based on that, I'm going to take the Golden Hurricanes.
So they both picked TU. They are 7-point dogs at home. And then you've got Oklahoma State tomorrow at Kansas State. Cowboys need a victory. Otherwise, this will probably be 2014 round two.
Oh, I think both teams need a victory here.
True.
And that's what's scary about this game right here. Coach Snyder, you know, there are people kind of growling and stuff like that. They're never going to get rid of him. You know, he's wanting his son to take over for him. So. And the old ball coach, he needs to win tonight. And Gundy, obviously, he needs to win as well. They're kind of in a bad situation right now. So both teams need to win. So it's kind of a coin toss to see who wins this game. But I'm going to have to go with the home team.
K-State, Coach Rivard goes.
I agree. I think A.J. Parker is going to give him an interception. But I think K-State wins at home. I know they've struggled and they haven't been very good. But it is homecoming also in K-State. and that place will be packed and rocking. And I think OSU's got some problems on offense. I don't think they can score. I don't think they Cornelius has quite figured it out yet. So I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
Ema, both Coach Rivard and Coach Bart say. Guys, that's it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you, guys.